Earth and Sky.
Looking ahead, it's possible the U.S. Southwest will suffer persistent drought. The region has a history of drought. Global warming may increase this trend.
Over the past 1,000 years in the Western United States, there have been profound periods of dry conditions lasting, again, decades to a century or more. So we know that the natural system, the natural climate system, independent of human activities, is capable of locking itself into long-term dry episodes.
You're listening to Edward Cook of the Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory. Cook reconstructed the Southwest's past climate using tree ring records. Scientists can determine a dry or wet period by measuring the size and density of tree rings.
So we can actually tie certain variability in the tree ring records that indicate periods of drought happening with changes in early cultures.
Cook said that tree ring records link periods of severe drought with the disappearance of certain Native American civilizations. Today's American cities are better insulated from the immediate impacts of drought, but a drier climate has major implications for regional water supplies.
You know, that tells us something about the vulnerability of human systems.
Today we're observing the International Year of Planet Earth, thanks to the National Science Foundation and U.S. Geological Survey. More at yearofplanetearth.org. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.